views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Candle Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6 with the co-host of the show, Pastor Keith, is in the building. We have a live show for you today. Today is a Tuesday, October the 23rd, 2018. And looking forward to it. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And so we definitely want you to get in on that conversation. Don't hesitate. Would love to have you. Now, very important that we support Black Talk Radio Network, Pastor Keith. It's very, very important because this network is one of the last vestiges that we have in the overall social, in the overall media field, where we can engage in, you know, discussion, where we can engage in effort, and where we can engage in information sharing and development. Without the overall mainstream media's influence in it all, and the reason being is because this is a grassroots organization that was put together for you, the overall listeners of this network, not to give you the overall mainstream media spin on everything. So we have to protect this network, and the only way we could do that is by giving some of our financial energy, meaning making a donation to the network. You could easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. On the homepage, go find the overall donation prompt, hit it, and then give whatever it is that you can give. Whoops. All donations are greatly appreciated, no matter what their size is, and needed. Appreciated and needed. So please give some of your financial energy to keep this network on air. Also, you can support the network by being a part of this social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform that you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. You don't have to worry about your identity being stolen. Or soul is most important. So please definitely do that. For only $24 a year, you can be a part of the BTR Community Program. At www.btrcommunity is a social media network where you can engage in all of your social media activities in a more beneficial way. You can post things about yourself, about your business, and you can actually monetize that with it all and within reason. As long as everything is good there, you can do it. So please do that and be a part of the network that actually assists the network and supports the network financially as well. $24 a year is nothing. $24 one time a year, and the overall benefits there. The only place that I post, I'm not on Facebook, I'm not on Twitter, I'm not on tweeting, I'm not on any of those other platforms. And the reason why I'm not on those platforms is because they're not in my best interest to be there. they're using that platform against me. And we may think, you know, gossiping and having you know, our overall narcissistic agendas and things of that nature is very, very popular, but it's not beneficial or healthy for it. So come on over to BTR community. You could do all of that stuff, but be mindful of what you're doing. Be mindful of the digital footprint that you're making and creating, because it will and it does harm you. Okay? Are there benefits to it? Yeah, there are benefits, but if the overall adverse side is worse than the benefits, then there's, you're at a neutral for benefits. So come on over to BTR community. You don't have to worry about a lot of those things, and it supports the network. All right. Also, if you'd like to acquire real money, very, very important, take this website down, www.prosperitymint.com. And Prosperity Mint is ProsperityMint.com. It's a full-service precious metals dealership where you can acquire precious metals, exchange your cash for real money. Very, very important, because money is going to have value in the future. Money will set the standards for purchasing power. Cash will not. So you want to definitely do that and acquire real money. So come on, go on over to Prosperity Mint, then email info@prosperitymint. Let them know that I sent you from Tandem Radio Show, so that someone will be able to get in contact with you and explain to you the overall purchasing process. Very, very important. Okay, so we're going to jump into today's show. But before we do that, let me check in with my man, Pastor Keith. Pastor Keith, hi. I kept it Pastor Keith. I made you plural, multiple people. We don't want to make multiple. We like the one we have. Pastor Keith, what's going on, bud? How you feeling?
Great. God is good. Blessed.
Good, good. Pastor Keith is in the building. Always look for Pastor Keith. Said he talk a lot. No, bro, you're right on time, and always great. We greatly appreciate. I heard from a lot of the listeners, and they really do appreciate your point of view. So wanted to definitely share that with you. So my man Rod said, tell Pastor Keith. I said, what's up, Dave? Definitely. So, all right. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. Today's show is a stormy forecast for people in the United States. That's what today's show is all about. So we're going to jump into that. In the first article we got from RT, International Russia Today, U.S. ready to blow another arms control treaty to feed its war economy. And that's really what it's, you know, it's so funny. I was listening to celebrity figurehead Donald Trump, and he was trying to make justification of why they can't, they don't want to harm the relationship with Saudi Arabia. And first he said there was going to be 30,000 jobs that was going to be saved. Then it was going to be 50,000 jobs. Then it was 100,000 jobs. Then it was 500,000 jobs. Then it was 1 million jobs. This dude kept going up in numbers at different interviews. It's hilarious. It's really hilarious. So the number started at 30,000. Now he's up to 1 million jobs. It's going to be it's just crazy. So, but the thing that's so important, I heard celebrity figurehead Rand Paul say something yesterday. It was very, very important in regards to what's going on with Saudi Arabia and the journalists. And one of the things that Rand Paul said, and was a great point, he said we should not be using war as a measure of our economy. And if you really think about it, he's absolutely right. He's basically saying that the overall war apparatus is not something that you want to have as a gauging for your economy with jobs. And what he was basically saying is, because if you have that, that means that you're going to be a complete warring nation, because your whole economy is built on military confrontation, military bullying, military advantage so that someone is at a disadvantage, so that your overall economy is never really growing. is dying. Because that's what war brings in. It brings in death and destruction. And he didn't take it that far, but he was absolutely right. And when he said that that's not a measure that you want to build your job programs and your job and your economy around. And he's absolutely, absolutely right on that standpoint. Pastor Keith wanted to chime in on that.
You know what, Dave? I hear what he's saying, but that's really an absurd statement.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it an absurd statement? Because he's talking about something we don't want to do. That's exactly what we've been doing for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
If you look at where we are and how we got there, it's because not what we're going to do, it's what we've done for the last 20 years.
We've been doing.
Yes, and it has cost us everything.
70 years, really.
Yeah, that's true. Overall, you take it all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at it from the recent era. Let's start from the early 90s when Bush got us involved with that stuff.
Right.
Now, what that has cost us was the $21 trillion that we can't account for, supposedly all went to the military. And what did it go to the military for? According to Russia, we can't even deal with their military, and we spent over 10 times what they spent.
Right.
So not only have we lost all that money, not only have we sold off spent all that money in something that doesn't measure up to our armies, but it cost us roads, bridges, education,
infrastructure,
research and development, and we go on and on. So for him to say we don't want to do that, bro, that's a dime late and a dollar short, however that goes. That's been what we've been doing for 20 years, and at this stage in game, it's even too late to discuss it.
And you're right, Keith. It was way too late. But it's the first time that any celebrity figurehead politician has said that. You know, well, they've said it before. No, they've said it before, but he was absolutely right in that standpoint. But you're right, Keith. This is what got us into the mess, because of that, we've had to sacrifice infrastructure. Infrastructure was sacrificed, real growth, real economic growth, equity was really what we really sacrificed, is equity for the people over the government. See, the government, when we talk about the destruction of the middle class, but what we don't talk about is the overall enhancement of the oligarch class. And because of that, funding has been misused. It's been misappropriated. It's been actually, our overall funding program is just filled with all forms of ubiquitous fraud. It's stealing from the people to give to those that didn't work for it. And because of that, there's an imbalance. Yes, the middle class is completely gone. But what has happened is that the oligarch class is extremely healthy at the expense of the everyday person. And that's a major, major problem. And this is one of the articles that RT was talking about. U.S. is ready to blow another arms control treaty to feed its war economy. Because when they blow this, that means that now they're going to go into an overall a free fall for purchasing and developing weapons and all of this other stuff. That's not making you any kind of strong. And you know what? I got to give it to the Russians and the Chinese on how they really was able to asymmetrically dismantle the U.S. They found out where their pride was, and they kept serving it to them. They gave them an unlimited amount of their pride, and they're choking on it now, and it's choking. So very, very important. So check out that article. Next article, this one came from Mediate.com. Kushner reveals to CNN Van Jones what he told Saudi Crown Prince about Khashoggi's killing. So check out that. That dude's – you know what, Keith? I'm looking at these people – you know, I know everybody's different, but there's something really robotic about that guy, and not in a and not in a good way. You know, everybody has their personality, but there's just, this dude is really, really, there are some real, and I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, but you don't need to be that to tell that somebody's off. This dude is really, really off in my estimation, Kushner. And so I don't know if any of you ever noticed that as well. Next article from RT International, CIA. Oh, Scotty's going to like this one. This is one of Scotty's favorite persons. CIA director goes to Istanbul to join the Khashoggi's investigation. And this is crazy. This lady, as Scotty said, was at the heart and authorized all of the torture from Guantanamo Bay to other places, and from waterboarding to even further forms of torture. There is no place for torture at all. There is no, if you can't get someone honestly, you don't deserve them. And what I mean by honestly, by moral means and moral method, because if you don't, you become exactly what it is that you so-called say, and really is that's who you really are, and you're just hiding it. So what's the CIA doing in Istanbul on this one? It's got nothing to do, but I'm going to tell you why. Because maybe Khashoggi was a CIA, a part of the CIA, from an agent to a person of well, how would I put it? Someone that worked with him in different forms and fashions. There definitely very well could be. So that's what's there. Next article from South China Morning Post. China stays silent over killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Of course China gonna stay silent. Here's the difference in China's silencing of a assassination. China, there was the Interpol chief that went missing in China. And this would happen about a week before Khashoggi's disappearance. The overall head of Interpol was in China, and he ain't been heard of since. He actually sent a text to his wife, and he hasn't been heard of since. There's no video footage. There's no this, there's no that. Nothing that was there. See, there was a difference in that overall engagement in the Khashoggi's one. Very few people have heard about what's going on with the Interpol chief. Gone. It was about a week or two before Jamal's entering the Saudi embassy.
Yep. I might be mistaken, Dave, but I think I heard something about him being arrested.
Right, that's what they said, that he was arrested. But you ain't heard of, they ain't heard of him since. See, there's a difference, and it's the same thing, because they wanted to arrest Khashoggi. There's a difference, is a huge, huge difference. This is why they're staying silent on a lot of this, because they got their own thing on their hands right now. So, but the thing is that one is purposely different than the other, because one follows the natural, the way that the MO of how these things happen. Khashoggi's didn't, because it's not, and it was purposely put into the mainstream media so that everybody can trip and fall right over it all and can see it all. And you know, Keith, I did see where they had the body double, like you talked about yesterday. I saw it on Cerebrally Naive Network, and man, it's really a shame how the media plays the public. It really, really is.
Hey, Dave, concerning that, I got yep. a thing,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have
a... Oh, let Keith chime in. Here you go.
I don't have a source on it, but I got a thing, and it says this about some of the details that we'll probably be hearing about, mm-hmm. right? But it says Jamal Khashoggi was strapped to a table and dismembered alive by Saudi Arabian hitmen on October 2nd. His blood-curdling screams were broadcast to the outside world on his Apple Watch phone for 7 minutes.
Yeah, I heard about that. And that and this is other stuff. So, you know, it's a lot of the stuff is going to come out, and it's and if you really look at it, it has the potential to really, really make impact against everyone here. Now, the Russians, Putin has killed a lot of journalists, and a lot of this happens, you know, all over. But there's a reason why this one became mainstream. It's a reason why, because it's a part of a overall ploy. So check out that article. Next article from Yahoo. Erdogan demands punishment for all that's behind Khashoggi's murder. Next article from the Daily Beast. This was what you were talking about. A Saudi operative dressed up as Khashoggi and left consulate. CNN reports. I saw that one. So check out that. Next article from Stephen Letterman. Jordan cancels part of the 1994 peace treaty with Israel. Very, very important, significant things going on there. Next article from Taz. U.S. pullout from the INF treaty will trigger negative consequences, Chinese diplomat warns. Next article from express.co.uk. World War III, Macron warns Trump not to axe Russian nuclear weapons deal. Now, here's some significant thing. If you notice, all of the same people that were upset about the Iranian deal being axed is now the same individuals that's starting to call out the U.S. on this one. It's all part of a reason and plan. Next article, this one come from twitchy.com. Is Mexico lying to President Trump about trying to stop the migrant convoy or caravan? This one, now, I haven't said too much about this one, but I'm going to say something about it with today's show. Just want to read some of it and read an article, Keith, and just look at what some of the things is going on here. And it's classic if you stand back and to be an objective third party. You look at the U.S. and you can see, you know, you're done. It's pretty much you're done. It's over. And how that transpires is going to be critical. So we'll take a look at that. Next article comes from The Guardian. The man who beat Monsanto's, they have to pay for not being honest. In the case with Dwayne Johnson, being the cause of cancer, his cancer was from a Roundup. They lost a very, very large lawsuit. I think it was $289 million. Then he tried to appeal, but yesterday the court says, nope, you have no standings for appeal. So they lost that case against Mr. Johnson. And it's just a heart-wrenching story when you look at it. And so that was from The Guardian. Next article from RT International. India offloads U.S. treasuries to support national currency and buys gold. India's acquiring money. You should be doing it as well. So they know something and why things is happening and where they're happening. Next article from Sputnik News. U.S. Treasury in talks over discontinuing Iran from SWIFT amidst sanctions. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Sputnik News. This has everything to do with the arms thing. Poland hasn't decided yet to deploy rockets on its territory within the INF scope. The U.S. We were talking about yesterday how Poland was a critical part when Medvedev was the president of Dmitry Medvedev was the president of Russia, and then Obama was the president of the U.S. when they wanted to move those overall anti-missile systems to the Baltic states and the Poland. And the Russia was like, if you do that, we are going to move our advance. I think one some of the advance was the Icelandic missile. I can't remember. It's something like that. Nuclear missiles and other things. So this whole thing with this INF goes way back, and it's going to be a catalyst for the overall confrontation that's going to happen. So it's definitely going to happen, just a scope of when and where and under what pretense, and then it's going to explode. Next article got from RT. The notion that the U.S. is in Syria for stability is just plain nuts, and I would add, and just a plain lie. Nuts and a lie, absolutely. Check out that article. Next article from South China Morning Post, Taiwan. Cozying up with Trump could spark U.S.-China war. Taiwan's cozying up to Trump could spark a U.S. and China war. Now, that's one of the things that I know that China will definitely preemptively strike the U.S. is over Taiwan. If the U.S. tries to invoke much, much further in Taiwan, and the U.S. knows this, and they've been actually starting to instigate that overall relationship, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a preemptive strike by China on that standpoint. Don't ever expect China to do a preemptive strike. They just haven't done that type of thing, because Taiwan is a good example. They could have easily taken over Taiwan a long, long time ago. A long time ago, but they decided, you know, not to do that. But this is something that will definitely, in my eyes, would bring about an aggression from China. Next article from South China Morning Post. China embarks on its first joint naval drills with the ASEAN nation. Check out that nation. Check out that article. Next article from Popular Mechanics.
ASEAN nation. There was like eight of them. Is that correct?
Oh, excuse me. The ASEAN nations, yeah, it's a consortium of nations in that region that share economic because of the trade and everything else. Yes, it's a large a consortium of nations that's there, and very, very significant. $5 trillion worth of trade annually goes through that overall. So that is like one of the crown jewels economically. So, yeah, Keith. The ASEAN nations is significant. It's important economically, and it's going to be important geopolitically and militarily going forward because of who's all involved. ASEAN is going to totally change. It's going to totally change, and I see that them going full, becoming full allies with China. Full allies with China. So check out that article. Next article, this one from Popular Mechanics. Russia is not happy about America's new anti-missile system. This is an old article. Here's a very, very important article from the BRIC Post. And BRICS is from the BRIC nations, like the ASEAN nation, the BRIC nations. Winter is coming, IMF told at Indonesia's summit. Winter is coming, the Indonesian president urged the 189 members of the International Monetary Fund to work together to avoid a global economic calamity. That means it's already happening. Before, they would say, you know, a downturn or slowing down and this and that. They're saying what we started off saying. This is going to be catastrophic. And this is the overall Indonesian president said, to avoid a global economic calamity, it is definitely upon us. Next article from RT International. Important player. Russia needs to be in G8 if the world crises are to be solved. This is what the Italy prime minister said. Italy's prime minister is not worried about the U.S. Italy's prime minister is worried about saving Italy, and they realize that saving Italy ain't through the U.S. It's through the overall consortium of nations that is going to be the asset holders, the BRIC nations. And so what does he say? Important player. Russia needs in on G8 if the world's crisis to be solved, because Italy is about to go through a harsh economic crisis and that's going to have cross-pollination everywhere. Next article from Reuters. China denounces Pompeo's malicious comments amid influence. And they was talking about in Latin America. Check out that article. Next article, this one from Global Times, which is one of the main publications of the Chinese government. China ASEAN vowed to promote defense cooperation. Allies. Check out that article. Next article from Global Times. Trump says U.S. needs to build border wall fast. U.S. needs to build the border wall fast. U.S. celebrity figurehead Trump said late Monday that the country needs to build a wall fast to protect its borders from Central American migrants. So check out that order. Now, here's what's so significant. Celebrity figurehead Trump said he's going to take away funding from Central and Latin America over this caravan. One, they say that he can't do it because it's a part of an agreement that's already been done. But here's what it is. Pompeo was just telling Central and Latin America, hey, don't trust the Chinese. But you destabilized the Central and Latin American countries, and now you're going to try to destabilize them even further. Man, in a way, let me tell you something, Keith. There is a play here that I want to talk about with this overall migrant caravan. I want you just bring out, bring a different side to it. But believe me, it is a destabilizer. The complete destabilizer. Purposely done so. So we'll check it out. Next article from Confounded Interest. Is the Smart Money Flow Index signaling a recession? It signaled .com bust and the financial crisis, which is it saying now too. I want to take a look at this as well, Keith, today real quick. I'm going to go to that one first and put it all together. And then next article from The Guardian. Italian banks' fears expected to grow after debt downgrade. This is from The Guardian. The pig nations, being Portugal, Italy, Greece, and I can't remember who the S is right now, Spain. They are hemorrhaging. They are going to destabilize the EU. They've already had bank runs. They've already had major, major problems. They've already started to go through the high profile, in your face, economic calamity. And it's going to grow and it's going to spread. Because one of the things about central banking is that what is something that is overlooked many a times is that the central banks and the banking institutions are one big franchise. Bank of Italy and Bank of America is one and the same. The bankers under a banking charter that's set forth by BIS, Bank of International Settlement. So there is no difference at all. It's all the same financial institution. They're all interconnected. They can't coexist without each other. And so this is why, and I love that overall saying that you have, Keith, is that it's not a problem because it doesn't affect me. But what's happening in Greece and everything else is going to definitely happen here. What's happening in Venezuela is definitely going to happen here. The thing is that Venezuela, Greece, and all of those, they are going through, and they started that overall dramatic downturn. But see, the downturn hasn't been cured. So it's like a snowball is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and getting more momentum, getting more steam, getting more weight, getting even more massive. And when it hits the U.S., it's going to roll through the U.S. as well, with all the momentum from Greece, from Venezuela, from Argentina, from Turkey, South Africa, from Spain, from Italy, from the EU. All of that momentum is going to be built and is going to run through. So very, very important. Next article. This one comes from Geffer.org. It's a European, Italy. The European financial establishment has just declared war on Italy. This week, in a CNBC interview, the former Dutch Minister of Finance, who serves as the president of the European group, declared war on the Italian government. The European financial establishment is prepared to destroy the banking system that caused the Italian economy to implode. Here's the bad part about that, Keith. Here's the real bad part about that. The real bad part about that is here. When Europe goes through its overall economic collapse, there will be resources and there will be ways that the Europeans will be able to protect themselves, because they're going to go through the initial stages of the economic collapses. The U.S. will be last. So what's going to happen to the overall measures and means to protect yourself? It's all going to be exhausted and absorbed by the Europeans. And there won't be any for the individuals that are here who will think that the economy is great because they look at the stock market. The stock market has nothing to do with the economy. How do you know? Look at what's really happening in homes, in people's livelihood here in the States. You'll see it. The stock market is not an indication, and this is what they try to do, is give the overall, give everyone that the stock market is one of the major economic indicators of the health of the overall economy. It has nothing to do with it all. It's corporate gambling with cookbook. Keith wanted to chime in.
And to double up on what you're saying, the other thing that they use, which is the low unemployment rate,
yes,
again, has nothing to do with it. Because both of the things that they're using, are the indicators, are flat out lies. They're flat out lies. Neither one of them paint a rosy picture by any stretch of that. Especially when I hear people that the black unemployment rate is lower than it's ever been in our history. So what? People are hungrier now and more growth without now than they've ever been.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, because that's very true.
And see, one of the things about the unemployment thing is that after so long, you get taken off the unemployment roll. After so many weeks, you know, and then one of the things that's very, very important is this is how they disguise. Just because you're employed doesn't mean that you're able to maintain your overall standard of living. Just because you have a job does not mean that you are going to be getting paid equal to what you give to be able to stay in front of the hidden tax known as inflation. Just because you're employed doesn't mean that you're not broke. And it's all a setup. One of the things that you hear with the celebrity figureheads and everything else, we're bringing jobs, 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 jobs. I don't care how many jobs you bring, if you're not paying what is equal and what inequitable and what should be due, you're actually having a form of servitude for nothing at all. And we still really do have slavery economic enslavement, because your priceless and valuable energy isn't being exchanged for something of equal value. The asset that you give away, they're not giving you an asset in return. They're giving you a coupon. They're giving you a piece of paper. They're giving you monopoly money. And at some point and at some time, we don't realize that the monopoly money, we can never have enough, because it can't actually, doesn't have any value to be able to be exchanged for another asset. Who's winning and who's losing? These are the economic truths. You know, if you want to know what economic truths are, is that you give up something and you get something of value in return for what you gave.
You know,
but it's not happening.
Not long ago, there was a saying that you heard, not from the masses, but from the somewhat enlightened. And that saying was, when, you know what, I no longer want to trade my time for money.
Yeah.
Whereas, okay, and I more than understand that, right? But not long ago, basically when I was growing up, one person in the household worked primarily.
Yeah.
And that took care of the household. Well, okay, so now you're looking at the situations where these people are working two or three jobs. Both of them are working two or three jobs, and right, they still don't have enough money to take care of the basic necessities.
Yeah, Keith, this is the overall hidden tax. And people say that they don't want to trade their time for money. And I say this all the time. We have to start really speaking some truths. You never get paid money. You don't get paid money.
Sure.
You get paid currency. A king and a queen gets paid money. A lady and a gentleman gets paid money. A slave gets paid debt. It's not money. One of the things that you always want to do is you always want to exchange your time for money. You don't want to exchange your time for currency. You may say, yeah, but this is the thing about the but doesn't hold truth. The truth is that when we exchange your time for currency, those that are receiving the currency is losing, and the ones that is receiving your time is winning. It's not fair. It's not equitable. It's not wise. It's not prudent. It's not sustainable, and it doesn't breed any prosperity. It actually enslaves. And so there needs to be a real, truthful education. Sometimes we have to go to the school of hard knocks to learn it. And that does happen. Why do we think that we're in the conditions that we're in? Because we're exchanging our valuable capabilities for nothing in return. You can't prosper and win that way. It's only a matter of time before you become economically disenfranchised and dependent upon someone else to continue to give you currency. It's a huge, huge difference. And I always go off on this, but I have to, because it's one of the most important things, if not the most important thing. See, everyone thinks, I mean, it's not everyone. Many think that money is just an instrument. No, it's not an instrument. That's what man wants you to think. Currency is an instrument. Money is a living embodiment. It's a living species. That's what money is. The sun is money. So to living entity. The earth is money. And when people say we don't want money, you know, that has its place, is not that important. You don't understand, and you don't, and you're not speaking a truth, because money is what sustains you. Your money, Keith, your money, I'm money. Everyone that's listening to here is money because of your capabilities. Your talents and ability bring sustainability. An apple tree is money if it's non-GMO. If it's non-Monsanto, Monsatan, an orange tree is money. And these principles, it may go against the grain of what we've been schooled on, because what we've been schooled on is absolutely wrong. And it's a lie, and it's a deception. We have to get back to an engagement with money. Money is a relationship. It's a fair, equitable, it should be a fair, equitable relationship, an exchange for prosperity and inheritance. You should be using your time for money, and you should have enough money to leave as a inheritance to maintain the overall direction of sustainability for your heirs. We can't do that anymore because we're drowning in currency.
And again, this has to be pointed out that these things didn't just happen. No, they understood that once they get you in a position that you are completely relying on them for your food, for your housing, for all these things, which you pretty much are immediately as soon as you take a job. The fact of the matter is, see, during the Depression, or before the Depression, almost 90% of people were self-sustaining. They grew their own food, you know, everything that they had, they supplied themselves. And what they didn't supply, you know, you had little corner general store where you can go and you can, you know, purchase a few items that you didn't have. But those were the minority items. Once those things were given up and you got a job, you are now completely relying on them.
Right.
And when you're relying completely on somebody else for your sustainability, guess what? You are a slave, because at that point, you're completely controlled. I mean, how many times have we wanted to do something and planned to go do something, but no, we can't because I can't afford to lose my job? How many times should we have stood up for something, or protested something, or said something,
or gathered with ourselves to decide on what we were going to do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we sacrificed all of that because I can't afford to lose my job. They knew that. They knew that. And they're still doing it. That's why they're herding everybody into the city. Even as we speak, they're herding everybody into the city. Why? Because in the city,
cattle control. Yeah.
You know, the controlling process is pretty much complete at that point in time.
Yeah, Keith,
you brought up some real good points that I had, you know, that I didn't even really think about, you know, when just the whole process of couldn't lose my job. I remember, you know, somebody said, I can't lose my good government job. And that overall progression of things has actually taken over and has become a part of the culture of the people. It's like the Willie Lynch, you know, side of it all. And it's purposely done. Now, if we don't see it as a problem, if we don't see it as the fundamental cause of the subjugation and enslavement, that means that you will never, ever say no to it. That means that you will never devise a solution to it because you don't see it as a problem. And the problems that we have been exacerbating themselves because of our influence to them, the energy that we give to it. You know, when you think about, like you were saying, Keith, the Great Depression, they were much more knowledgeable and able people. And most people think today that people now are are richer than they were 20, 50 years ago. And that's a deception, Keith. It's a huge deception. You may be number richer, but you're nowhere near as wealthy. The wealth was in the past. The future continues to dilute the wealth and move it and exchange it from your overall control to the control of others. And how that happens is that they made us so price aware. We're so worried about price, but we don't understand value. We are price sensitive and unaware of value. And when you become price sensitive, that means that you can be controlled and can be manipulated and deceived by numbers. And the numbers that they'll give you is that they'll say that this athlete is getting $20 million. They're saying that your household is making more than they ever made before. But what do you have to show for it? What wealth do you have to show for it? What prosperity are you establishing? What inheritance are you leaving? What purchasing power do you really have? None at all. And your talents are being diluted by this way. We are actually giving our time and not developing our talents. And when you don't develop your talents, even though it was given to you not by your choice, but it is a tool, when you don't use them, that overall talent becomes dull. That intrinsic value, you start to lose it. Because one thing about that I've learned and what I think is that the great creator is not wasteful. If you don't use what was given to you, you lose it. You lose it. And because we are so enslaved and subjugated, we put ourselves into a disenfranchisement against the overall ecosystem itself. And when you go against the ecosystem has means and measures to maintain its sustainability. This is where you can become extinct. This is where your extinction will be at your own hand. Your species extinction is at your own hand. And it's very important that we realize and we take a step back and grasp just how relevant and how important and how humble and meek we need to be with what was given to us from what was not earned. So when we don't waste this, and the system definitely knows that, and it has to devise things to ensure that you stay on that path and you never go off, that you think that that's a utopia for you to be sovereign and self-determined, for you to not even be able to conceive, well, how am I going to eat if I don't have cash? Check a bird's pocket. Check the so-called wild. Check their pockets. Check their checkbook. Check their bank account. And what you'll see is that they don't rely on that. And they do very well until they what? Until they come into contact with the foul species. With the species that's there to subjugate and control. The natural order of things does very well until the civilized man shows up, and we don't even see that that is crazy. It's suicidal. It's foolishly unwise that we say and we do what we do, that we uphold a culture that is in adverse to any form of sustainability. There is no bird that has pockets. With currency in it. But the bird knows where the overall bank of money is. And they don't change and alter the ecosystem. They don't add chemicals to change the ecosystem to subjugate and enslave the other species, because they're meek and humble to what they have. They're not stupid. See, what the schools have taught us is that the birds and all of those, they're not as smart as you. What's the quickest way to destroy somebody? Tell them they're smart. So listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Yeah, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and we'll definitely bring you up. We'd love to hear from you. So, let me just read this. I wasn't on the board. Got you. Yep. Good question there. Good point there, Scotty. I'm definitely bring that up. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And my man Roz had posted some things in What's in the News. I definitely want to, because he took the time to do it. Let me jump on some of those before we get back into today's show. So let's hurry up and do this. From Roz posted this one from freedomoutpost.com. He says, part of that storm forecast, 8 is right here. And it says the trade war is causing Wisconsin layoffs. It's been catastrophic. Check out that article. Next good one there, Roz. And then Roz said this one, too, from Freedom Outpost. Middle class destroyed. 50% of all American workers make less than $30,533 a year. And the key about that, it really doesn't matter how much you make. It matters how much purchasing power you have. That's very, very important. So check out that article. Next article, Roz posted from South China Morning Post. Erdogan Khashoggi's killing is a political murder planned days in advance. Yep, we talked about that and laid that out a couple of times. Next article, Roz got this from The Mirror. Jamal Khashoggi's severed finger sent back to Saudi crown prince as a trophy. And some of the things that's being reported. I thought it probably would have been his head. Not surprised there. So check out that. Next one from WebMD. Polio-like illness strike kids, frustrating doctors. Check out that article. Real colloidal silver, y'all. That's been a remedy for pretty much many things. Definitely needs to engage in that. Next article from Active Post, Rise posted. Has America become a dictatorship disguised as democracy? It's always been that. Well, good one there, Rise. Next article from Active Post as well. Five reasons to worry about soaring federal debt. Shoot, all the reasons. So check out that. Next one, South China Morning Post. Rise posted how China plans to build bridge with Japan. Yes, they will have that overall relationship service in go in a different direction with that, because they have a common enemy now. It's going to be the U.S. Always has been. Next article, Rise posted from YouTube, immigrant crisis in Guatemala Mexican border. It shows the overall Mexican the immigrant crisis from criminal broadcast station. So that's what's in the news. So let's jump into today's show. Now, my man, did you Keith, did you have something?
You know, David, it kind of goes back to what we were saying a second ago. I was talking to my kids, and two of them look like they're going to be practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
As I started looking into some of these things, it kind of tripped me out, because do you know across the country, if you're training to be a doctor or a practitioner or, you'll find that a whole bunch of these avenues I get to be tuition free.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to pay for the school no more.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, why is that? And the reason being is because there's such a shortage of doctors that they're flying out the field. Now, we all know that you couldn't do any better than to be a doctor. Well, doctors don't want to be doctors anymore. And what has happened is it's gotten so bad that there's such a loss of doctors that they're starting to pick up all the calls for nurses and stuff, because the brunt of all of their stuff is falling to the nurses.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I bring this up is because it just goes back to what we were talking about a second ago about how dependent that we are. We are getting to be so dependent that we're actually cannibalistic. And what I mean by that is that the doctors are fleeing out of the field. Why? Because they're no longer allowed to be doctors.
Yeah.
You know, when you go
and they can't afford to be doctors.
And they can't afford to be doctors. When you go into a doctor's office now, the natural cures that has cured man for generations, they're not even allowed to bring those things up to you no
in
more.
Conversation. Yeah, right.
Literally, it's illegal. They have to suggest to you all these synthetic drugs, and they're not allowed to discuss to you the cures.
Right.
And if you think about that, literally, that is cannibalistic. We can't even do what is somewhat natural to ourselves anymore, because everything that we do is predicated to the bottom line,
mm-hmm.
to the rich
mm-hmm.
that has put us in this position in the first place.
Right.
So now, not only do you not be able to make a decision because you're dependent upon them, they're to the point where you get to where you can't even do your own, like you were saying, talents. Your talents are being taken away, because your talents were always towards the good. Well, they don't want it towards the good no more.
Right.
They simply want it towards
their agenda. Right. Yeah, Keith, and you know,
since you brought up that aspect of it with the doctors, you know, I mean, just say to you all, finding out the overall how things came into existence is very, very important. because then you won't have a basis in the fundamental keystone to stand on to make and to see the deceptive tactics that brought about. And you, Keith, were talking about doctors not being able to engage in cures by mandate. Where does that mandate come from? What is the overall authority and the letter of the law establishment that regulates doctors? It's the FDA and other institutions as well, but primarily the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. And I would implore you all to do a little research about the Food and Drug Administration and see where their origins come from out of the 1930s, coming out of the Depression. And if you do that overall research and see where they were, you'll see that they were the Bureau of Chemistry. I can't tell you everything, and I'm not going to. Because think about it. The Bureau of Chemistry became the FDA. That is significant. And you need to find out why that's so significant. Because it's the truth. And there's a lot that lies there. Keith wants to chime in.
And Dave, what makes your thing is so absurd, because that statement is not isolated by any stretch of the imagination.
It's just that.
No. It goes all the way through all... Let me give you an example. As a law enforcement officer, right? If you look now, you'll find that people are being arrested because as they go down the highway, if you flash your lights on somebody and say, hey, slow down, there's a cop up down the road. Well, they're finding that police officers are going to go arrest these people, write them tickets for warning people that there's a police officer up the road. How absurd is that? Well, let's put it in perspective. How am I going to get a ticket for trying to bring a person up under the guidelines of the law? In other words, if you're speeding, you're violating the law, right? So here I am trying to say, yo, Dave, slow down, brother.
Right.
You're violating the law. Let's get you back to where you need to be.
Now
I'm going to be punished for that. But the other thing that brings back what the statement that you're saying is what I was saying, that your statements concerning the FDA isn't isolated. Is because, and you brought them up earlier today, the people that are cornering the market on our food supply, you call them Monsanto, I think you said.
Right.
But Monsanto is literally cornering the market on the food supply. Well, what was Monsanto? Yes. Monsanto was a chemical company.
Right.
Actually, they were the ones that were responsible for Agent Orange, et cetera, for Vietnam.
Sure.
Explain to me how a pesticide company corners the food supply.
A pesticide and herbicide company
becomes the overall table, sets your table of dinner. It's pretty bad. And, you know, Keith, just on your point of the warning, and you know, if you look at tickets, speeding tickets, violations, and everything, the overall mandate was not to be punitive. It was supposed to be an education and make awareness. So if you were driving down the street and someone is speeding, you're flickering your lights to warn them. The warning, and your response to this is that the warning to them was to slow down so they wouldn't get into an accident. Not to avoid a ticket, but your purpose was really for them to avoid a ticket, because, see, the ticket is punitive. And right then and there, both of those tickets become null and void. And it's very, very important, because the warning... See, they can say that you warned them to prevent them from getting a ticket. Your response to it all is very important. No. My warning was that there's a road hazard. Slow down.
Yeah.
And so it's really, really bad, you know, in so many different it's not, you know, just there. Now, Scotty said, I don't know any employers that pay employees in gold and silver. Also don't understand why gold sellers accept currency for gold. If you want to buy something from a store, you have to convert the gold into currency, because I know of no retailers accepting gold as payment for goods. Well, here's how it works. Constitutionally, it says that all payments under Article 1, Section 10, says all payments of debt needs to be in gold and silver coin only. That means that there are individuals that are dealing in gold and silver coin, and they've been dealing in gold and silver coin for a very long time. The key is employers. Employers are not going to give you an equal payment for your overall energy. They're getting an asset. They're not going to pay you an asset. They're going to pay you a debt instrument. Now, just because someone pays you a debt instrument doesn't mean that you have to stay there. You should save in it, in real money. So here's how it works, and it's to your benefit. Having a long-term goal is very important. As a young man, I started, whenever I got paid, Keith, I would take a certain portion of my pay in debt as paid as a slave. Anyone that gives you cash or gives you a debt instrument, you're being a slave to the economy. You may not like hearing it, but it's the truth, because you're not giving up. You're giving up your time and your ability and your intrinsic value for something that has no intrinsic value, that is a depreciating instrument. Why would you want to do that? What you can do instead, as a young man, when I was 16 years old, I used to take some of my payment. I would go to a coin store, take the dollar bill that was paid to me, the coupon that was paid to me, and I would exchange it for quarters and dimes that were silver. If every person here would have done that when they were younger as a form of savings, do you know what those dimes and quarters have now in value? See, the key is you don't save in cash. The system is set up for you to always rotate into cash and to see it as money so that you won't acquire resources. Let me explain to you also how this economy works. If you are a resource holder, you're able to exploit the everyday person to maintain your overall quality of life and standard of living. Here's how it works. The NFL, take this for an example. NFL owners get to build a stadium, have taxpayers pay for the stadium, so they ship them the liabilities of their investment and their engagement, and they privatize all of the profit. You know why they're able to do that? They're able to do that for one reason only. Because they control resources. They control resources. When you control resources, the economy needs you. You don't need the economy. If you have resources, you're able to sustain yourself. What reason do you have an alarm clock? You don't. They trick us in so many different ways.
Yes, sir.
And the reason that this happens, one of the reasons why you want to convert your cash into precious metals is because you're freezing the purchasing power. You're freezing the labor that you work so hard to do. It's not going to be stolen away from you. If I would have got paid $80, $100 when I was 16 years old, you know what the purchasing power of that $100 is right now? It's lost 66% of its purchasing power. And every day it loses more. So who's winning? I'm losing. The moment that I didn't even take the whole dollar and just picked up a dime or a quarter, the overall dime and quarter now was able to freeze the overall purchasing power so that there was no longer purchasing power that was lost to me. It's very, very important that the economic truths come to fact. Because if man created it, it's manipulated against man.
Right.
Exactly. When the great creator creates something, it's created to sustain man. Money and currency are two different things. There are many, many institutions that still deal in physical gold and silver in exchange only. But see, the key is that you have to be a resource holder and controller to do it. Iran and India. When Iran was sanctioned by the U.S., India needed a resource, needed an asset known as oil. So what did they go to Iran with? They said, Iran, we need oil. You have an asset. You need money. And the money that they were talking about wasn't currency, because that's not the conversation that resource holders have. You need money. We will send you gold for your oil. Gaddafi was working on money, not currency, because he realized that when you don't work with money, all of your resources are going to be stolen from you, because you're going to exchange your resources for cash. You lose. And this is the thing that continues to disenfranchise and dissects us from being able to do what we really could and should be doing. And it's more than important. So, very, very important. Scotty said, thought the FDA could trace its origins back to the creation of the Agriculture Division in the patent of 1848. Yes, that's very true. Its origins as a Federal Consumer Protection Agency began with the passage of the 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act. Yes, that's true as well. But there was nothing. It was all a devised plan. It also has its overall, if you do research even further, go into the 1930s, and you'll see that it was a part of the Bureau of Chemistry. Very, very significant. The Bureau of Chemistry is one of the institutions that the FDA was actually founded under. There were chemists that were in the world. And so, take a look there. I'll tell you where you can find it. You can look at it on Wikipedia and find that as well. So that's check that out. And it's the Bureau of Chemistry. And here's what the story was on that. And I'm going to give you the story on it. Here's what the story was that, and it's out of the 1930s, around that time. See, what the Bureau of Chemistry was doing was that it was trying to get all doctors around the country to prescribe their synthetic drug. And what you're going to find here on this story is that it's going to be a common denominator with all things that happen. The common denominator is this, is that the system is always trying to get you dependent upon them. And they come out with all of these, oh, we're doing this in your best interest, and it never has been in your best interest, because it was also the good, was the home, what was it, the good homekeepers. All of that was a lie. It sounds good, but it's not what they're really about. Here's what really happened with the Bureau of Chemistry. The Bureau of Chemistry was going around the country trying to get doctors to stop prescribing colloidal silver. And they couldn't get them at that time because they were still doctors then. They were worried about cures of people. So what they did was they couldn't get doctors to actually sign on and be a part of the, it was the conspiracy. They couldn't get doctors to go along with it. So what did the Bureau of Chemistry do? The Bureau of Chemistry went ahead, and they went to Congress, and they said to Congress, hey, we would like to set standards of measures and means for the country. And what we want to do is that we want to be a regulating body to regulate. And if you know what the word regulate comes from, it means to fix, establish, control. You got to go to the Black Laws Dictionary for that. Fix, establish, control. So they wanted to regulate. Whenever you ever hear of a government agency talking about regulation, it's because they want to fix, establish, control. That's what it means. So they went to the legislators, and they came to them through a lobbying group. And in that lobbying group, I'm gonna put in here the overall FDA's Wikipedia file. And in that lobbying group, they went to the FDA and they said, hey, we'll give you cash. And they bribed the politicians to establish this agency. And when they were able to establish that agency, what did they do? They set the standards of what the regulation for drugs would be in this country. So what is the first thing that the FDA did when they got into existence, coming out of the Bureau of Chemistry? First thing they got rid of was colloidal silver. So the doctors couldn't prescribe that. What did the doctors have to prescribe now? They had to prescribe the synthetic drugs that they had been making that would make everyone addicted to them, make them sicker, and make them have health care and not health cures. This conspiracy is there. I just posted inside of Pando the Wikipedia for the food and drug. And when you go down there, in there, go down to the history. And when you go to the history, you'll see that the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Division of Chemistry, later became the Bureau of Chemistry. And the Bureau of Chemistry was significant. And one of the advocates was actually a chemist. And why is that so important? Because all drugs, all synthetic drugs, are the creation of a chemist. They take what the great creator has put here naturally and they alter it through alchemy and through by synthetic means. Here's the significance and the importance of that. One of the very important individuals was Wiley. Harvey Washington Wiley. He was a chemist. Here's the significance of that, Keith. See, whatever the great creator, God Almighty, makes, you can't patent. You can't patent the sun. You can't patent silver and gold. But what you can patent is that you can patent when you make something synthetically. See, this is why they hated silver and gold, because of what it can do, its intrinsic values that it had. They patented their syntheticness, their synthetic drugs to destroy people. So the Bureau of Chemistry was very significant. Very, very significant. We got a caller in queue. Let me go to this caller that's there. Welcome, caller, out of area code 757. What is your name and what is your question or comment?
What's up, Dave? It's Otis again.
How you doing?
I'm going to try to throw something in to make it a little bit easier for people to put in perspective. Everything you covered in detail is basically set upon this premise, and I heard you set on it. People don't understand that, for the most part, the Nazis made it clear that all of these chemicals derived from petroleum could be used to be destructive, and they were not, quote, organic. What actually happened in Germany after that is Bayer and all of them split away from the largest chemical maker, and what we see now in our life is they've also usurped exactly what you're talking about. They lost a couple of lawsuits on trying to patent organic stuff, because you're right, everything they derive from these petroleum things can be patented. So what they've done now is people go back and look. About a year ago, they actually merged again trying to sanitize the reputation of Monsanto. See, before they were split up, basically, Bayer stayed in Europe, Monsanto was here. But they've also blurred the line between what is what you were talking about, regulated and legally called organic or non-GMO. So they're blurring the line so that they can monetize even more of our agriculture like you're talking about. In other words, like people get an idea. I tell people that are older, what's the difference between a slice of cheese now and what you buy in the store? If you read some of these things that are supposed to be single-serve cheese, you find out there's no cheese at all in it. But it's sold as cheese. So again, regulation and the legal description of things, even though it's not even what they're selling you. They tell you you're getting slices of cheese, you look at it and find out there's a regulation that covers that it can be called cheese. So, and you're pushing the main thing is a lot of these problems we're having is because what we're consuming is not organic. It's just been legalized as food, when in fact it has nothing to do with nutrition. I hope I didn't steer away from that, but everything you've been explaining is hitting on that. That's another reason even what these organizations were labeled that controlled it. You already talked about it. Originally it was honest. It's about chemistry. But once they realized that the public had a negative conception of that, that's when corporations start infiltrating the government and changing these things to, like, Food and Drug Administration and all of that. That's to sell you on the fact that there's an agency protecting you, and in reality, it's selling you on buying shit that really ain't organic.
Yeah, and it's, I call them the Federal Death Administration. Saudi actually has the actual... you all can't see the chat. Scotty has he put in there the actual FDA portion of it, which is there, and I could post it in. It's there, and so it's huge because it's a deceptive measure. It's just like our justice system. There is no such thing as justice in this system. There's none whatsoever. Scotty wanted to chime in. Go ahead, Scotty.
Oh, no. I was opening up my mic for the next break.
Right. We got to go to a commercial break. Okay. Listen, we got to get ready to go to the commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And Otis was the caller, and yeah, Otis laid it out, and you know, the Nazi portion of it all with using fluoride and using pesticides and herbicides and you know, some of the things that actually have grown into major, major corporations. If you look at who was assisting the Nazis and everything else, you'll find their overall ties. And one of the things that gets overlooked in this whole thing, and I'm glad that we did, one of the things that's very, very important scientifically, the Germans became some of the greatest scientists in the world because of one of the main components that never get talked about. There's a reason why the Germans became the engineers that they had become and the scientists that they had become, and the, you know, some of their arts and everything else. One of the reasons, and one of the things that gets overlooked, is that one of the largest silver deposits was in the Anglo Mountains, the Saxon Mountains, that Germany was able to get their hands on a large amount of silver. And because of that, that changed their overall ability to be able to do scientific work like they wouldn't been able to do if they didn't have silver. This is why the Nazis were the ones that brought the atomic bomb to the U.S. because they had the silver to do it. You can't create you can't weaponize radioactive isotopes in a significant form or in a nuclear form without silver. This is why when the U.S., through Operation Paperclip, they brought the Nazis over, the Nazis scientists, the Nazis chemists, the Nazi way of life and controlling people. They were already in good relationship with them through their manifest destiny programs to the overall, the cult that the Nazis lived under. They weren't a political affiliated organization. They were actually a cult. It was the perfect marriage. This is why you had the Prescott Bushes being their overall bankers here from the U.S. and in the different companies from the U.S. that was assisting them in what they were doing. It's all relative, and it's really, really important because those overall journeys and those overall paths actually have standing today. And they trick us in so many things. So, so many things. But one of the things that I wanted to jump on in today's show is that Okay, so one of the things I wanted to jump in on today's show, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. There's this ordeal. I want to just really quickly, and there's an article is about the overall migrant caravan that's going through Mexico and Guatemala right now. And some report says that it's 4,000, 7,000. There's been some reports that it's 10,000. Some reports are saying this and that. And there are, the celebrity figurehead Trump is saying that, you know what, I'm going to cut off aid to the countries that are involved and not stopping this overall caravan. And the numbers of people that are tied into this is very, very significant. It's huge. It's a lot of people. But the overall impact of this is going to be greater. I've heard some, Keith, and this is going to, and I think it could be used as a tool. It's not going to be a good tool that's going to be used by. There were some individuals that are on the far right saying that this is the overall engagement of the far left. I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in either one of those sides, because they both, this the left wing and the right wing, it's the same bird of prey that they work for. But there are, I've heard and seen some things where they're trying to use this overall thing as a tool, and that tells me that they're going to use a situation to their advantage, and this is where a catastrophe can be used, a tragedy can be used for political gain. In today's world, political gain is nothing short of terrorism. It's all in the same. So there were some people on the far right that are saying that this is the overall endeavors of the far left. They're giving them cash down there. They're handing out cash to them and everyone else. And then there are others saying, no, that's not the far left. We don't do that. But I'm going to say this. What if you're the far right and you want to segregate and maintain the segregation of people? What do? You put a program together that brings multitudes of people to the border so that you could justify your wall that you want to build. See, the U.S. is going to build a wall, but I don't think that that wall is going to be built to keep the so-called barbarians in, out. I don't think that the intentions of that wall is really about to keep those so-called barbarians, because that's what they like to categorize individuals as. They're not building this wall to keep those barbarians out. They're building that wall to keep their subjugants in. That's my opinion. But here, and we got a caller. I want to go to the caller in a second, Keith. I want you to think about this. If I was going to agitate and aggravate and incite major problems, do you think it would be above and beyond some organizations to start this overall caravan of migrating people to go to the overall border, where Trump is now saying that he's going to send the military down there to stop him? It has the perfect situation for a catastrophe. Who gains from that? One side will say it was them, but actually it was you that benefit from it, because probably it was you that brought this whole thing up. But here's the big problem with this whole thing, in my opinion. When we live in the world of borders, we always live in a world that holds borders by violence. It is the actual thread that puts the land people in conflict on the battlefield. And I'm really hoping that at some point and at some time that we'll see that everything that we've been doing has been completely wrong. And when we do that, I think that we'll try to come up with a solution, and hopefully we'll find out, man, maybe what we did in the past was right. And what I mean by that, I don't remember. I wasn't here. I only heard about. I don't have firsthand knowledge. I only have witnesses, testimony that's been diluted throughout the years by way of books and everything else. But I'm pretty sure that we lived on a planet without borders at some point in some time. And I'm pretty sure that at that time, the air was cleaner, the water was less polluted, and the sicknesses were much different. And the cure for those sicknesses were readily available. Was it all rosy and picturesque and perfect? No, but what it was equally correct. These different storms that the U.S. is going to be going through and the people here is going to be going through, this is how you use terrorism to actually subjugate people even more. Just imagine, Keith, just imagine that there is 10,000 people at the border, this caravan of people at the border, and they go through Guatemala and they go through Mexico and they're at the border and they get to the U.S. border, and it's 10,000 and it grows to 20,000 or whatever the numbers are. And you actually use the military to stop them, because constitutionally, the celebrity figurehead president can do just that.
Protect the borders.
Yes, under Article 4, Section 4. Because they can be classified as an invading force.
Right.
Remember that. But there's nothing good that can come about 20, 30,000 people in the military at the border. The cross-pollination into that could be one of the will enhance the destabilization here. What are they going to do? If so-called all of these, if these caravan of people go to the border, what are you going to do? Are you going to shoot them to stop them? And if you do that, what's the ramifications of that? What's the spinoff from that? Where do you go after there? What's your next step? What's your next move? This is why I think it's imperative that we
change our
complete doctrine as society. Because it's always going to fail, and it's going to fail miserably throughout, and it has, as it has throughout human history. Civilization is never civilized when there's better, true remedies to what has been created. And it's going to be really upon us to decide that. And when I mean about upon us, Keith, I mean it's not going to be the oligarchs, the overall authorities, to decide that, because authorities are always going to decide to make sure that they are in authority, in position of power, and they're always going to create the climate for that to happen. They're always going to have a caravan of thousands of people coming, and they tell you that this is a threat, that's a threat, and everything, this is, here's a threat, this, they're always going to come up with the overall propaganda to maintain their existence. And it's always a deadly one. So we got a couple of callers real quick before we get out of here. Let me go back to Otis. Otis, you wanted to sound off before we get out of here?
Yeah, Dave, you got me in my own.
Yeah, go ahead.
Look, I try to get in right when you're currently into something. You hit on the people marching here, and you talked about the exchange of money. I actually lived in Arizona 5 years ago, when Obama was going through this, and remember there was a surge of 12,000 people trying to get in before the laws were changed. What I found out living down there, because I have some Spanish friends, those people were actually coming to the border with leaflets that were telling them this false construct of you got to get there before the law changes. So I'm only putting this in to tell you, when you said money was changing and all that, guess what? I started contacting some of these, quote, expatriates that are writing on Mint Press and stuff like that. And when you lure them in with a conversation over a couple of months, they tell on themselves. Ex-CIA agents, ex-missionaries, they're the ones that are putting these stories in the local papers in these rural villages and creating the exodus of people. And you were right when you talk about which side is it and whatever, because guess what? They couldn't get the wall done the way they want to. Now they're creating the opportunity to do it. Another thing you touched on, the president knows constitutionally he has limits on when he can use U.S. troops. He can't do it in times of peace, but like you said, because of the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, whatever it is, and when it's restricting security, all of a sudden he can make all kinds of edicts from the executive office. And most people are not watching this, and you hit it right nail on the head. And when, here's the other thing. I was in a debate with this over the last couple of months, and after the pundits keep telling me that, I tell them, I lived in Arizona in the 70s. One thing I knew for sure, the rise and influx of these people always follows the seasons. They never arrived here in the bitter cold because they understood they could survive the heat better than the cold. So what makes you think now, all of a sudden, there's 10,000 to 40,000 people that want to come here right when the seasons are doing just the opposite? It's cultivated by capital. Money is doing this to force this doggone wall to go up. Have a good day, man. You're doing great.
We can't hear you, Dave. You there?
Sorry about that. I had took myself off mute. You know what? That migration is not natural. This is artificial. There's something more to this. There's some things that we should be questioning about this.
I have some thoughts.
Things that we need to question in all. And I think Otis laid it out very, 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 very well there.
So, I have some thoughts,
Scotty,
on
you
it.
Have something?
Yeah, actually,
yes, Scotty.
On New Abolitionist Radio, we trace the false information that was being given to these people to the private prisons. And who's making more, and that was during the Obama administration. You had several private prisons. Actually, one was caught using their prison vans to bring people across the border.
That's what I heard. Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that, Scotty. The private prisons were also involved in enticing people to come across the border, because if they don't fill them prison cells, then they don't make no money. Okay, so...
Scotty, right. That's... You know what? I needed to spend more time on this, because that was one of the things that I lost in here, and I needed to bring in. And Scotty, you hit it right on the head. That's where I was really, really going with a lot of this. But go ahead, Scotty. Finish
now, out. The other thing is, the question was asked, why are they coming here? Well, ask those people why they coming here. From some of the news reports of interviews done with some of these people, is they are fleeing violence and instability where they live. And a lot of that instability, right, and violence is connected to the U.S. mandated drug war. Also during the Obama administration, I forget the exact name of the annual conference they have. It's like Organizations of Americas. But what it is North American and South American countries come together for this conference and discuss issues. Now, when Obama was president, a number of those South American countries said that the violence is being driven by us making cannabis and these other drugs illegal. So we want to legalize cannabis, which is the most profitable crop that's sold on the street market, which has empowered, you know, all of these cartels and what have you. So they wanted to legalize cannabis, which would have stripped those cartels of 70% of their profits and what have you. And Obama told them no, because the United States doesn't recognize the sovereignty of other nations, and they dictate them. Dictate to them, you know, what they gonna do and what they not gonna do, and they dictate to them by means of bribery, which Trump is threatening to cut off U.S. aid to those nations if they don't stop it. But those people are fleeing instability and violence from all the coups, all the mandates from Washington, D.C.
Yep. That was a, you know what, we're going to pick this back up tomorrow because there were some things that, and I brought up the FDA for this reason, because the natural, what's changed is that the chemistry of creating drugs, synthetic drugs, is huge. It's huge. And it all goes back to control. Scotty laid it out. Man, great, great show. And I got kind of off on something. I couldn't remember some stuff with the Bureau of Chemistry. Thanks, Scotty, for posting it in there because I was able to come back. Otis, hit it out the park as always. Scotty, with the overall, me and Pastor were in here, and I meant to take myself off mute. We were both coming back talking. I meant to put myself on mute because what Scotty was saying, that was the overall precipice of where I wanted to lead this, to for us to start the question. And one of the things that Scotty said that was so true, why don't you ask them why, instead of ostracizing and trying to create a overall political propaganda and talking point to maintain your authority? So we got to get ready to get out of here. I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
The organizer has ended this little conference. Goodbye.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.